Live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
Welcome back, Jimmy B and TC here on the Big Talker 1700. And happy to be welcomed in right now with the 2008 Indy 500 winner. He's won four championships on the IndyCar circuit. He is Scott Dixon here with us. Scott, good afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for having me in. It's great to see you.
Yeah, great to have you in here today. And, well, let's start with why you're in Iowa, why you're here with us today, and getting ready for the Iowa Corn 300 coming up here in just a couple weeks.
Yeah, just in town, to promote the race and looking forward to, it comes up here quickly in a week's time, July 9th. So make sure everybody can try and come out and expect to see some fantastic racing. You know, I think as far as short tracks go, I think this is the world's fastest short track, speedway, which is fun to obviously be a part of. But yeah, hopefully, for us just to come promote the race and hopefully be back in a week's time and hopefully celebrating in Victory Circle.
Well, if you can, tell us a little bit about this track. For people, you hear those terms that are thrown out, the fastest short track in the world, 7/8 of a mile. And it's funny, NASCAR says it's, I think, 0.875. IndyCar says they can't even get the track right, the distance right. But tell us a little bit about racing on that track and different than, maybe people that see IndyCar and they see the big tracks, they see Indy, they see things like that, and the difference that it makes for you as a driver.
Yeah, a lot of the time, especially for the Verizon IndyCar series, a lot of the short tracks aren't this highly banked, mm-hmm. So for us, the loading is intense. I think we're getting almost 6G, over 6G in the corners, with the downforce that we carry. We're, running under 20 seconds, I think 19 second lap times here, almost 200 miles an hour going into turn one. So, the speeds are just really intense. And as the track has aged, I think this is the 11th year that we've come back to, the Iowa Speedway. It's got more difficult. The track has less grip. It's got bumps here and now, which it's giving a lot of character. So, it's quite a technical track. And for us physically, the 2 hour race or 2.5 hour race, here in Iowa is just, trying to hold on to that car for that long, and the way, now it with the low grip surface is just extremely tough. But it's if you get to check it out, hope a lot of people can come out come July 9th to see some crazy speeds. Yeah. You don't get to see this too often, especially in such a confined environment.
Well, you mentioned, and it's something that didn't even cross my mind, but as a track ages, the different things that happen. So the bumps when you're going through practice laps. I mean, you can feel that. How prevalent is that? Is that something where it's just something you always have to have in the back of your mind? Is it one or two things a lap, or is it even more than that?
Yeah, it's a lot, and I think as tracks age too, they have to repair them in some areas. So you have, newer patches where it has more grip. So if it catches the front, then it wants to spin the car out. There's just lots of, little different, things. And then, also with oval racing too, with where, typically the tunnel is to get inside the track, conflict with the track itself and how it ages. Sure. And how it settles. So, turn one is where the tunnel is, or between turn one and two. So there's typically quite a big bump there as well. So, each year I think it changes a little bit. The Iowa Speedway have done a very good job in improving the track and keeping it up to date. But I like the fact that as a track ages, it just builds character. It becomes even tougher to drive and more interesting every year you come back.
Well, of course, we know about your Indy 500 win. Take us back to that. Certainly the biggest thing in IndyCar racing that you can do. Take us back to 2008, that moment, and getting the milk afterwards.
Yeah, it's a crazy place. Indianapolis, I've been lucky enough to be on the pole, I think, three times, and we've only won once, finished runner-up two or three times. So that's almost the worst place you can finish. Yeah. At the Indianapolis 500. But it just, the sheer size of the event, I've been lucky enough to go to Super Bowls, World Cups, Olympic Games, and nothing has a touch on Indy 500 come race day, with almost 400,000 people in the stands. Just the environment is so crazy to be a part of, and yet you got to try and race a car around there in excess of 230 240 miles an hour. But yeah, going back to 2008, it was just one of those months where absolutely everything went right. We won the pole. We led well over half the race and went on to victory lane. And for a driver, you it's hard because you go there, and especially in my situation where you're with a great team, you know, you think maybe I'll be one of those guys that never gets the opportunity to win here. But
right.
To now be on, you know, the short list of, you know, less than 70 people to ever have won at that place over 100-year history is something I'll never forget. You know, drinking that milk, man, it was very, very surreal.
Refreshing.
It was.
Not what many people expect after a race that would be good, but...
At that point, I'd drink anything, man. It wouldn't matter.
Well, Scott, before we let you run, July 9th will be the Iowa Corn 300. Kissing the bricks at the Brickyard there in Indy. Have you seen what they've done to the finish line over at Iowa Speedway now?
I haven't. I was on the podium last year, so I got to enjoy the pizza and, uh-huh. and see that they have an amazing trophy here. You know, it's a big, you know, almost fuel can, like thing with, you know, lots of corn in it. So
yes.
It's, to celebrate the ethanol. But, I haven't said, what have they done?
Well, they have, painted it. Well, you got the standard finish line,
yep.
You know, with the black and white checkered. But it's also a piece of corn painted around it.
Nice.
Are you going to kiss the corn if you get a victory?
I will kiss the corn if I get a victory.
Awesome. You'll be a true Iron if you do that.
There we go. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for your time, Scott.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Great stuff there from Scott Dixon. 40 wins on the IndyCar circuit, a four-time champion throughout a season, the 2008 Indy 500 winner. And coming up July 9th, it will be the Iowa Corn 300. Get your tickets, and he just told you a little bit about it. Boy, absolutely some incredible racing you're going to see out at Iowa Speedway July 9th. And Scott Dixon here with us, Jimmy B and TC. We'll take a timeout. Back with more in a moment as we continue on here on the Big Talker 1700 from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studios.
The big games play here. Westwood One Sports on Des Moines Station for news, talk, sports. 1700 KBGG.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even the Brew Crew, or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food, an amazing beer selection, and on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
You're excited about your new business. Now the challenge is to get everyone else excited about it too. Signature Sign and Graphics can help. No need for five different companies to provide you with window decals, bumper stickers, signs, and logo wall art. Signature Sign and Graphics does all that and more. See what Signature Sign and Graphics can do for your business. They're online at signsdsm.com and in real life at a new location right off Highway 141 in Grimes. That's just 5 minutes from the Urbandale Super Target. Call 402-SIGN, 402-SIGN. Signature Sign and Graphics.
Do you have building projects to be done around the house? My husband and I are going through quite the home renovation. We realize we're always borrowing a trailer from a friend for hauling furniture, picking up building supplies, and trips to the dump, if it was available. We found Lacasey Trailer Sales in Grinnell. Josh showed us all the options Lacasey Trailer Sales had in stock. Cargo, utility, and equipment are just a few. Josh helped us decide which trailer worked best for our needs. Lacasey Trailer Sales in Grinnell had exactly what we were looking for and affordable pricing. Visit Lacasey Trailer Sales and Truck Accessories or call 641-990-2674. I'm glad we went with Lacasey, and you will be too.
Like all of you out there, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. He would flip-flop all night long, wake up with a sore neck or maybe a headache, or feel like he needed a nap, even though he'd slept 8 hours. When Mike invented MyPillow, he wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. Mike does all of his own manufacturing right here in the United States and offers a 10-year warranty. You could wash and dry MyPillow, and don't forget there is a 60-day money-back guarantee. And here's their best offer ever. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines to take advantage of Mike's 4-pack special. You'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows and free shipping.
Have you eaten here before?
Nope.
Good morning, gentlemen. Can I share our specials with you?
Sure.
First, we have the seafood special. It's actually been sitting around here for a week. Then there's the cream of chicken soup. It's had no refrigeration since it was made yesterday. We're known around these parts for our food poisoning. What can I get you?
Yeah, don't think we can stay for lunch.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor. Or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Summer is here, and when the storms hit and your roof leaks, it's time to call Wolf Construction. From a complete re-roof to just fixing that leaky roof, the roofing staff has experience working with many different roof systems with Wolf Construction and a knowledge of how the roof system works best for your home. Wolf Construction will do their best to honor you with timely communication, a job well done, and a price that's fair. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-225-8866 or online. WolfConstruction.net.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. We roll till 3. Coming up a little later, Zubin Mehente is going to be on with us, what, in about 15, 20 minutes?
You got it, Jimmy B.
Okay, so that'll be fun. Have a good time with him as we go till 3 o'clock. Yeah, you haven't been to the open wheel race out in Newton, have you?
No, in fact, I've never been out there for anything.
Oh, it's really nice.
That's what I've heard.
It's a very nice, I mean, small track, but it's a very nice setup that mm-hmm. they have. So I went there when Danica Patrick was still driving open wheel.
Did you get a date?
No.
No, no. Yeah, shut no. down. Sure, you try.
Happens to me every day.
They're swinging a miss out of Jimmy.
He's swinging a miss. I strike out constantly. The thing that is interesting about the open wheel uh-huh. is if you haven't gone to a Indy type car race,
right?
The sound is totally different. Where if you go to a NASCAR type car race, it's that big roar, you know, with right. all the engines. Where here it's a high, you know, it's like that.
Yep.
It's a totally different feel. But man, are those cars fast on that short track? It's impressive.
Yeah.
Scott Dixon, he's cool.
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
Yeah. It was cool meeting him and having a chance to talk with him a little bit. You know, the interesting part that I guess I never even thought about is he was talking about. You know, the different bumps and cracks that start to form in a track and how the track changes throughout the years as it gets more wear on it and things like that. And that's something that the drivers have to, and you don't just go to a track and, well, I did this one last year. It's exactly the same. So that's not the case.
Yeah.
I just think of the road. Think of the road in front of your house. Cracks form, bumps form.
Yeah.
And you're going 15 pulling in your driveway. You're not going 215. It's a little bit different.
It is different.
And when those bumps and those cracks start to form, you got to know where those things are.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. I mean, there's no question about that. So, look, it's a fun weekend. It really is out there. And mm-hmm. Jimmy Small does a real nice job putting everything together, the manager out there.
Okay.
So, it's fun. Have you seen, and I know that Zubin's coming up, so I'll probably ask him this question, but
yeah.
I'm just warning you. Have you seen the cover of ESPN, the magazine, the body issue?
I have not, no.
Being a...
Zubin Mehente's on it?
No, not quite.
Okay, all right.
being a red-blooded, hot-blooded American male.
Yes.
Caroline Wozniacki, the tennis player.
Rory's
is,
old lady.
Yes, is the cover.
Huh.
Woo, doggies.
You like her?
She's cute.
She does it for you.
Well, you know, I mean, at my age, come on.
You're not here to be picky?
No.
Is that what you're saying, Jimmy B?
All I'm saying is, do you look at the body issue? Is it something, like when it was the swimsuit issue when it first came out, everybody ran to the swimsuit issue.
I mean, swimsuit issue was a little bit different for me growing up, too.
Yes, it was, yeah. You were in the closet.
Well, just not in the closet.
You were in the closet with that grease stuff.
No.
Looking at the swimsuit issue.
Well, In the closet has a different connotation,
and
Jimmy
B. Yes, it does now. And if you couldn't get the swimsuit issue, you got a National Geographic magazine.
Red Book. Better Homes and Gardens.
Better Homes and Garden, there you go.
Whatever. Whatever you needed to. No, you know, that I've seen it a few times, you know, come across, you know, somebody will have it. But that's it. I used to get ESPN the magazine.
But you don't now?
Don't anymore. Got Sports Illustrated again I had a couple year subscription, got super cheap.
Right.
That's the only time I'll get it.
Okay.
And then they try to get you to re-up, you know,
yes,
how that goes.
Yeah.
But I noticed I had SI come in, like I said, for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about 100 issues. Of those 100 issues, I bet 75 of them I didn't even crack.
Really?
Didn't even crack it. Come in the mail, be sitting on the counter. Oh, yeah, I want to get to that. Get under the mail, da-da-da, it's 2 weeks later. Oh, well, not going to read
that. So you chuck it.
And there's another one that's been sitting there as well, and another one. And
jeez.
Yeah, and that just shows you how much things have changed. Because growing up, and I asked that for every year for my birthday, is a subscription to Sports Illustrated.
Sure.
You know, that was what I wanted, and I knew that I was going to get that. And I'd go and it'd be delivered to my dad's, and I remember, you know, every time that I'd get out there, and it'd be, and on Thursday nights, if it didn't get there in the mail on Thursdays, I'd be upset. And it was a day late and it came on Friday and all that, and how important it was. And it was cover to cover, mm-hmm. and things that I have absolutely no interest in at all.
Right. But you still read it.
But I read it.
Yeah.
And I read every word of that, and the written word, and Rick Riley in the back of the magazine.
Sure.
And
always.
Important. And that's where I always started with that, and going through and the previews and the predictions and just everything that went with it. And now, how different the world is.
It's a lost art.
Yes, the written word. And we're seeing that in a big way yesterday with the news over at FoxSports.com.
Correct. That's where I was going to go. They have canned all of their digital people.
Mm-hmm. Remember when we had Aaron Torres? Aaron Torres?
Yeah.
College basketball writer. Great guy.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Ton of fun. Excellent.
Yeah.
I started reading him stuff right at the end. And I was a little disappointed that we didn't grab him until right at the end of the NCAA tournament. Mm-hmm. I just happened across him. Excellent writer. Incredibly, just knows how to craft a story, can go deep, can give you a game. He can do all these things.
Right.
And we don't have room for
it. And nobody cares anymore.
He was laid off. Well, that's the problem. You got two schools of thought here.
Okay.
Because I still do believe that the written word is still important.
It is to me.
It is
to
me.
Do you think it's still important to 18 to 25-year-olds?
I believe it is. I believe it is. And I think it's easy sometimes, and I fall into this trap as well, of looking at the way that things have changed, the way that things are evolved, and just throwing shade at it, saying, well, you know, these kids don't care anymore. No, they're just getting their content in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing things in different ways. Like we talked about the other day, we're talking about television, you know, and how kids don't sit in front of the TV anymore.
Right, viewership is down.
They're in front of a tablet, in front of their phone.
Yeah.
That's in their computer screens. That's what they're in front of. That's how they absorb the content that is out there. And they're still absorbing the written word. That's still a part of it. But it's just, you have to find a way to get to them.
All right, let me stop you right there. So if Fox just cans all of their digital people,
mm-hmm.
and ESPN did away with their hockey. Now they're considering their baseball as well. They're going to dump people in their baseball. At least that's the word on the street. Then for these people who consume, it is the written word when you look at it in text or stories. Who the hell's going to write it?
Mm-hmm.
If nobody's hiring writers.
Yeah, Yeah.
Who's going to write this?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you and I tweet.
Yes. Yep.
We do that.
Yeah. I enjoy writing.
Yeah, I do too.
Is there a spot for it?
No.
For what we do?
No, there's not.
Is it important?
No. People would rather look in 140 characters or less,
mm-hmm.
and then argue with you that you're a dumbass with what you just tweeted.
Well, yeah, sometimes they have a
point. Well, sometimes they have a point. You're right.
Yeah.
But it's gone the way of the dinosaur. And I just hate that.
I don't understand what Fox Sports is doing, though. FoxSports.com is doing.
Yes.
So this is the thought process of Jamie Horowitz, who was brought in.
From ESPN.
From ESPN. He was the one that came together with the Talking Head shows.
That is correct.
First Take.
Well, it was cold pizza to begin
with. But First Take is what it morphed into. And
that is correct.
That was his creation. And he came over, he brought Skip with him,
yep.
he tried to bring Stephen A. He did all these things. And his idea is that he was going to build Fox Sports 1 and Fox Sports 2 that way. Which has worked in some ways.
Yeah.
Not great, but it has improved. Their numbers have gone up.
They have gone up. Yes, they have.
They have gone up.
Yep.
But, and again, this is just for me. But when I'm reading something on the internet, I go to ESPN.com, CBSSports.com, wherever it is, and a video starts playing, mm-hmm. it annoys the crap out of me.
Okay.
It annoys me to no end. Knock that crap off. I hate the autoplay that automatically stops when I go to a website. And now Fox Sports, I can't think of a time where I went to a sports website looking for a video. Not a highlight.
Oh, okay.
A video.
Video, okay.
Of people talking about whatever it is. Can you ever think of a time that you've done that?
No, I never do that. No.
I want to go to FoxSports.com.
We do this for 3 hours. That's enough for me.
Right, but you want to go and hear what Colin Cowherd has to say about Topic X?
No.
You're
going
to go to a website to find that?
No.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
And reading Awful Announcing has a long-form piece that just went up a little while ago.
Okay.
I'm digging my way through it right now. But they kind of went through and what they are now incorporating. They made a dry run with it back in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
The Super Bowl that they had on Fox.
Yes.
And they had two of their main writers from FoxSports.com there. And instead of letting them go chase stories, do their thing, instead, they basically became ghostwriters for Colin Cowherd, for Skip Bayless, for Shannon Sharp.
Okay.
And whatever they said, they took that content and made it in. And you know what happened? In a year where they had the Super Bowl, their readership, their clicks went down 50%. From where they were a year before during Super Bowl.
Wow. Week.
Yet, here they are still rolling this out. Even when they saw
that
at that time,
work.
It didn't work. They're going down. And it's incredible just reading through some of these things. One of the biggest ones as I was looking at. So this is what their focus is a picture that is in the article from Awful Announcing.
Okay.
Number one article that you'll see on probably every website when a coach is let go. 11 coaches Oregon could target to replace Mark Helfrich.
Okay, I got you on that one. All right, so they're looking, they're doing
standard,
a Mark.
You know,
everywhere.
Yeah. Now, what they're going to do? Cowherd,
Colin Cowherd.
This is going to be his idea. Cowherd, 11 coaches that could target. So they're going to put the little tag in front. This is who Colin Cowherd, not the writer of the article. This is Colin Cowherd's take
on it.
On whatever it is.
So he does it on his show. Somebody transcribes it mm-hmm. and puts it on the web.
You got it.
Wow.
The articles that came out.
So essentially, there's no creativity from the writer.
Right.
All it is a transcriber.
Skip Bayless, a Super Bowl week article that came out. The uncommon trait that drove Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, and Barry Bonds to greatness. Labeled as is told to Dieter Kurtenbach. Skip Bayless again, Tony Romo will end Jerry Jones. Shannon Sharp, why I gave away my first Super Bowl ring.
Okay.
That was the content that they were churning out Super Bowl week, and it didn't work out very well.
Didn't work.
Yeah.
Their clicks went down.
Down. Down.
Way down. So they're dumping that,
mm-hmm.
and so whatever now their talking heads say will just be regurgitated on the web.
Now, I'll be honest. I don't go to FoxSports.com often. I am... ESPN.com, CBSSports.com. Those are one and two for me out of the national.
I don't think I ever go to Fox because I associate it with fake news, which is Fox. So I say, no, that's fake news, alternative facts. I have no interest in that. So I don't
Our
even
president
go
would
there.
Disagree with you. That's
yeah,
the only place to get real
news. He's fake news. Every day he's fake news.
But those are the ones that I go to. Go to SB Nation for a lot of individual things.
Mm-hmm. And I'm a Republican, and he's fake news. Jesus.
What else? Where do you go, Jimmy B?
I go to CBS Sports, yeah. And I go to ESPN still, but those are, you know, habit.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm looking, I'll go pro football, NFL pro football talk, yeah. You know, different.
And that's,
different,
I find myself at NBC during football season.
Yes. Yeah.
Pro football talk with Florio.
With Mike Florio.
Yep, always good.
Yeah, I mean, but that's because I have an association with Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And a long time ago when he started out, I was one of the first guys that put him on radio.
Yeah.
So he and I go back a long way. Mm-hmm. So I have a different context than most
sure.
people for Mike. But the thing that gets me about it is that I don't know if people care anymore. You know, this is what Trent Condon said. Oh, this is what Jimmy B said. This is what Skip Bayless said. This is, you know, Ken Miller said this. Do people want to go? I mean, if they heard it on the radio, mm-hmm. why would you go to the digital site and have it word for word regurgitated?
I guess if you missed it. If you missed it, that's a place to go. But you can find things.
It's on the freaking podcast.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't get it.
It doesn't make sense to me what FoxSports.com is doing.
We get a lot of clicks
yeah.
on our website for our podcast.
Right. And people that, you know, just aren't around the desk from noon to three,
sure,
whatever
yeah.
it may be.
Yeah.
And we get plenty of people. And it's uploaded every day. It's up there by 3:15, 3:20. And
right.
you can go back and you miss anything. You got a meeting, whatever it is. And we know a lot of people that do that.
Yeah.
We thank you for doing that.
Yes.
But this is different,
yeah.
And it's a strategy that is head-scratching, there's no doubt. And, well, sports media in general, SI, big layoffs.
Yes.
Fox Sports,
yes.
big layoffs.
Yes.
ESPN,
yes. big layoffs. Yep.
It's a scary time for those.
Newspapers,
yeah. Well,
big layoffs, and it's generally the sports department
yep.
that is hit the hardest. Also, in a case where you get... I guess people listening, I guess you're right. I guess if people are, if they listen with bugs at work to this show
mm-hmm.
and then they get called to a meeting and they miss it.
Yeah.
That is a good way. It's so different. It is where you and I were, we grew up on the written word, on print.
Yes, yeah.
And now...
I've told you the story of me in the newspaper.
Yeah,
you know,
you get every day.
Every day. And that's, I get in trouble in class, in English class in sixth grade, because I'd be reading the sports page every day, because that was the one of the few classrooms that actually got a newspaper every day. So
mm-hmm.
what do? I go and grab the sports page, and as Mr. Milky was up there talking, I'd be reading the sports page.
Mr. Milky.
Say, knock it off, Trent. Slide the newspaper underneath and sneak away a little bit later and read it. But it is different.
Yeah.
And now it's up to them and it's up to us in a way
yes.
to figure out how do you stay relevant
mm-hmm.
and how do you continue to find that younger demographic. And it's something that it's a battle for everybody.
It is. It is in this business. Jimmy B and TC, Zoom Mahente on his way, everybody, from ESPN. We will chat with him to close out the rest of the show right here on the Big Talker 1700.
The Big Talker 1700 KBGG.
We talk about your life and your money on the Dave Ramsey Show, weekdays from 9 to noon on 1700 KBGG.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multifamily homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
Tonight, I made a Butterball Turkitarian favorite. Bruce is going to flip.
Honey, dinner's ready.
Whoa, I'm coming. Are we having Butterball smoked sausage? Ah, love that smokiness. Oh, maybe it's those delicious turkey burgers. Whoa. I'm okay. I'm okay. Wait, is that Butterball turkey bacon I smell?
Oh, my. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Is it turkey burgers?
Yes.
Is it turkey bacon?
Uh-huh.
Wendy, which is it?
Both.
Yes!
Butterball, the choice of Turkitarians.
Get to JCPenney for our 4th of July sale. Save up to 40% on major appliances from brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. Plus, get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card when you purchase more appliances. And get 30-month special financing on purchases with your JCPenney credit card. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 6/21 to 7/12 on purchases of $7.99 or more. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Limit one Visa prepaid card by mail as a rebate per address, except in Rhode Island. See store or gcp.com/appliances for details.
Can you finish this little ad phrase? Visa, it's everywhere you... Right, most people know it's everywhere you want to be. But this message isn't about Visa cards. It's about how your memory works. Why is it you remember certain ad messages and literally hundreds of songs that you never set out to memorize? That's the power of sound. It can make a good tune or a good idea stick. Now here's a question. Would you like to learn the 5 secrets of making a message for your business sticky? You know, memorable and powerful? Then just call us and ask to speak to our ad strategy manager. He'd be glad to share them with you, no obligation. The good thing is, with radio, you can afford to get sticky. Then when someone's in the market for what you sell, who are they going to remember? If you want them to remember you, take advantage of radio. The power of sound.
Hi, this is Jeff Peterson. If you'd like to learn the 5 secrets of a powerful campaign, just call me here at the station, 331-9200. We're glad to share them.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Your Honor, I stand before you to prove that AT&T's 2-year price guarantee is the ultimate all-included bundle experience.
Order!
I submit Exhibit A, DirecTV Select all-included package with over 145 channels. Exhibit B, monthly fees for Wi-Fi gateway, Genie HD DVR, and 3 additional receivers included.
Objection! Overruled!
Exhibit C, reliable high-speed internet and digital home phone.
Order!
And to close, lock in your bundle price at $89.99 a month for 2 years with AT&T.
The court rules in favor of AT&T. Call your local dealer now.
Switch to DirecTV today and start enjoying the nation's number one satellite TV service. Call Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR. That's Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR.
Requires 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements and combined billing. New approved customers only must remain active and in good standing on all services or then prevailing rates apply in second year. Prorated ETF up to $480 for TV, $180 for internet, equipment, non-return, and other fees and conditions apply. Call for details. Offer ends 1/21/17.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, it's our final segment. Don't all applaud at once because we have the best guest we could ever have to close out the show. He paid us some money to say that. Zub Mahenta, ESPN, right here on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Zubin, good afternoon, pal.
That agreement was supposed to be between us. Thanks for blowing that.
That's why I love having Zubin on the show. Look, so I turned my TV on the weekends. Dude, you are everywhere, like 8 in the morning until midnight. Do they ever give you a break?
You know, it's interesting. I actually love this time of year because, in sports radio, it can be difficult because you guys are waiting for Iowa and Iowa State. You're waiting for college basketball to come back. You're waiting for the NFL to come back, which any sports talk radio station can talk about no matter whether you have an NFL team in your market or not. But to be honest with you, right now, you know, we had our run of the Women's College World Series, and then the College World Series for the men is currently happening. But other than that, you know, we're waiting for Wimbledon, waiting for a couple of things. Jim, I know you're a big tennis guy. But it actually forces us to be pretty darn creative because we still have at least a month before we get to NFL training camps. And once we get there, I think we'll feel comfortable. SEC media days are going to be taking place next month. And for a lot of people, that's sort of become like the sort of unofficial run-up because of the circus and all that stuff that happens down there in Hoover, and we televise it live. You remember a few years ago when Manziel showed up, what a crazy scene that situation was. But I think it's one of those things where it's actually forcing us to be pretty creative, and we're putting some really, really interesting things on the air that normally we wouldn't be able to because we'd just be covering games. But now, right now, other than baseball, there's not much. And I'll be honest with you, we're spending more time, at least on the shows that I do, we're spending as much time talking about NBA speculation in a free agency than Major League Baseball. And to be honest with you, I think a lot of our viewers, myself included, by the way, I am fascinated by NBA free agency, the new CBA,
yes.
Saturday, the Supermax contracts, which Westbrook could sign Saturday and become the league's first $200 million guy. I'll be honest with you, it's the 27th of June. Paul George, all the Celtics, what they're trying to do, like, to me, that is so much more interesting than just a regular season baseball game. And I know a lot of the purists will scoff at that because we're talking about trade and speculation and not tangible games. But to me, in terms of what I find more compelling and intriguing, I'm going hoops.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. I know Trent's not, but I'm with you.
No, I'm with you, too. In terms of intrigue, there's no doubt. It's an interesting time here, and it's going to be interesting going forward to see how this shakes out. Speaking of that, I was wondering this, Zubin. So I was watching Sunday night, and I see that they have a piece with, Smith. What's the guy's name? SEC guy, does NASCAR, does spots.
Marty Smith.
Yes.
And he did it on the Big Three tournament, basketball league that's starting up with Ice Cube. It was a great bit, but just with the seemingly separation with ESPN and Fox Sports 1, I was a little bit surprised by that. Is there ever an edict about staying away from what it would be called, I guess, other companies' properties?
Never. In fact, the show that I do, I usually work at 6 Eastern time and 7 Eastern time. In fact, they've actually told us, go and get as many voices as you want from anywhere. Sometimes from a logistical standpoint, it's 2017, so I would prefer to get everybody possible on camera, which now basically means either getting somebody to a television studio or, because of the power and the free nature of Skype, getting them on Skype. In the last few months around the world, I mean, we've done Skype interviews in India, South Korea for the under-20 men soccer team. You know, Skype is an amazing tool, as you guys know, and obviously it's a cost-cutting mechanism as well. And a lot of times, if your connection looks great, it looks great. And, you know, when we're trying to do something in South Korea, it's definitely not something we're covering. And at the bottom line is, when it comes to like something like the 3-on-3 tournament, to me, I look at it this way. You want to get as many people as you want on from, you want to get as many different voices as you can. Because if one of the things you hear about ESPN, it's just, you know, it's the same voices telling me the same things. I hear that sometimes from viewers. I guess it's incumbent upon me or somebody else that's in charge of, you know, figuring out who we're going to have on these programs. Let me open the net up as widely as possible. If there's a huge story that breaks, like let's say that situation at the University of Iowa, you know that situation with that big lawsuit. Let's say that became a big national story. There's no reason I wouldn't call you or Jim or somebody at the Register or Keith Murphy or John Walters or somebody to come on. It's all out there. The big thing I would say, though, for the 3-on-3, to give you a specific example because you referenced that, Trent, is that there's tremendous buzz behind it. I mean, we had a reporter there at the Barclays Center, and there's probably more people there that I'm tongue-in-cheek than in an actual Nets game. And Iverson still has real cultural value. White Chocolate Jason Williams still has real cultural value. Ice Cube has real cultural value. James Harden happened to be at that game in Brooklyn. It's a 10-week situation. Chauncey's involved. What's going on with Chauncey and the Cavs. The championship weekend is scheduled to be the same night of the McGregor-Mayweather fight at the same arena. Obviously, that's not going to be able to take place. So there's a ton of buzz around stuff. So to me, if I'm sitting home and a fan is thinking to themselves, wow, I wonder what AI's got left, whether ESPN is televising it or not. If a fan is thinking that, then I think we have to be there to give them the answer. So I've never gotten an edict, but it is amazing to think that a guy like Allen Iverson, who I haven't seen play in years, I covered him when he was at the Nuggets, I'm strangely fascinated to see like what kind of game he had left. And I think a lot of our viewers were too.
Interesting. Really interesting. It really was. I watched some of it last night, found it entertaining. It's fast-paced and was a lot of fun. The ESPN Body Issue magazine, Zubin, is coming out. Caroline Wozniacki, the top tennis player, is the cover. My question is, when do they start putting ESPN Air Talent in the ESPN Body magazine?
Well, in some cases, you probably need like a parental disclaimer on the front if that's what ended up happening. Some people say, we're a family company. We're owned by Disney, Jim. But it does give athletes an interesting expression, because the other guy that's really getting a tremendous amount of attention, obviously you mentioned Wozniacki, is Ezekiel Elliott.
Yes.
And that has actually been a very highly trending topic today, believe it or not, ESPN, the magazine with Ezekiel Elliott on the cover. And I just think more and more, you know, it's all about sort of giving people what they want. When I was growing up, I never really would have thought about, would this really interest me as a sports fan? But I think what we're finding now is, you know, me and you were probably a little old-fashioned, and so is Trent. Like, I care about the box score. I care about why something happened. I care about what might happen. But there's a whole group of fans out there, whether it's because of age or interest, that are just more interested in, say, the celebrity of sports.
Right.
Or they're more interested in who's dating who, or what it took to become an athlete, or they're more interested in the storytelling versus the advanced metrics. Like, how does somebody like Ezekiel Elliott get to the NFL? What's his background? I don't know. Let's look it up. Let's see what's going on. Did he have any hardship? Did he have any adversity? We kind of know Dak Prescott's story with his mom. There's a ton of people out there that love the Prescott story because of what he's carrying on for his mom, as much as people love the fact that this guy came in and won 13 regular season games for the Cowboys, which no Cowboys quarterback has ever done in the regular season, which is amazing considering the guys that have played quarterback for that particular team. So to me, the body issue is just more about fans that are looking for different things in sports. I'm 39. I'll be 40 next May. So I'm, like I said, I'm more kind of old-fashioned, just give me the scores, give me the highlights. But I think it's always imperative to remember there's a whole group of listeners out there, and it sounds funny, that never saw Michael Jordan play basketball.
Right.
And they're sports fans, and they're going to be the next generation of sports fans. So you have to be able to connect with them. And sometimes the best way to connect with them is with a viral clip. Sometimes it's with a stat. Sometimes it's just with an image. We obviously live in an Instagram-type world. So I think you just have to be able to, I guess, take into account that there's so many people under the sports umbrella with so many different interests, and we got to do our best to attract them all because they're all sports fans, so everybody deserves a seat at the table, and you just have to figure out, I'm probably more aligned with your old-school fans who still care about the scores and highlights, and there's probably employees maybe half my age, you know, some of our millennial employees, that can connect so much better with those people than I can.
Big news that has happened here over the last few weeks, Zubin. The upcoming Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight. It's something that, for me, doesn't really interest me a whole lot until, you know, I've heard people talking about it. I was talking to a couple of clients. They were very interested. And you think about this thing, it seems, at least to me on the surface, like such a blow-off. Like there's no chance. But maybe this is what makes UFC and boxing in general so great. That chance of an upset, landing one punch, making one move. Maybe that's Conor McGregor. Where do you stand on this fight?
Let me tell you two quick stories. I'll tell you about this. When the night the fight was announced, this is now, once again, this is just ESPN's, you know, narrative. This is the view we took. Everybody's different. You guys are different. We're different. When the fight was announced at about officially about 5:31 p.m. Eastern time, I believe Floyd put it on his Instagram, because obviously this fight is only going to be done if Floyd wants to do it and nobody controls Floyd. So it was done about 5:31 Eastern time. We went on the air at 6 o'clock. I would say if we were on the air for 1 hour, I would say like 59 minutes and 30 seconds were spent on that fight.
Wow.
And to the detriment of everything else that was going on. Dana joined us. Stephen A. Smith, who's one of, obviously you guys know Stephen A., he joined us. Michael Wilbon joined us. You know, he talked about the Ali-Aoki fight in the 70s and sort of tried to come up with a cross parallel. Darren Revelle joined us, and he said something really interesting, Trent, to your point. Darren said he doesn't think it would top the Pacquiao Mayweather fight in terms of buys. That's 4.4 million buys. He goes, I don't think it's going to top that. And Darren's reasoning was, our sports business reporter, he said, people just don't know what to expect from McGregor. And because they don't have no idea what kind of fight they'll be getting, people will be less apt to buy the fight. To which I actually said to him on the air when I said that, I said, that's a perfectly reasonable way to look at it. But I look at it exactly the opposite way, using your words. Mm-hmm. The simple notion that I have no idea what McGregor would do would actually cause me to buy the fight. So you can look at that exact same sentence. Oh, he can't do anything. What's this guy going to be able to do? I'm not buying it. Versus I would say, I don't know what he's going to do. I'm actually interested to see what they come up with. They can buy the fight. The other thing I would say, what it's really done, is just put a crimp in boxing. Shortly after that fight was unveiled, as you guys know, they went on a big world tour for Golden Boy Promotions with Triple G and Canelo. And they were in our studio the other day. And Oscar was great, but he's clearly frustrated that these are two of the great middleweight fighters of our time. And this is a complete afterthought. Mm-hmm. The fight is September 16th, so it's after this fight. It's in Vegas. You got a Mexican national hero against maybe one of the greatest athletes to ever come out of Kazakhstan. You don't see too many nation versus nation boxing fights. I mean, it's when Canelo was fighting for Mexico, but when he was fighting Floyd, Floyd wasn't fighting for the United States, right? I mean, these are two national icons going at each other in the ring in tremendous, I mean, Golovkin's 37-0, Canelo's only lost to Floyd. This fight is a real fight. And Oscar will tell you that every single time you talk to him, and it is completely being overshadowed by this. So this fight has really hurt boxing more than it's even helped UFC, because the biggest names in boxing are a complete side act to this thing. Whether it turns out great or not, it's been huge for UFC. The UFC upside is 100%, but what it's done to boxing is really sad, I think.
Zubin Mehente is our guest on the Drafthouse 50 hotline from ESPN. Zubin, let me just follow up with that. I'm with you. I tried to convince Trent that the reason you're going to watch it is because you don't know if Money Mayweather hits him and he goes down and then jumps back up. Is he going to go full MMA and try to kick him in the head or tackle him and take him down? I mean, you don't know what is going to happen. And I suppose that's why the interest will be so high in this thing.
The other thing, too, is you just know these two men, to their credit, and I know obviously both have gotten criticism over their careers, they are entertainers before anything.
Yes.
If you're on the fence, can you imagine what the pre-fight press conference for this is going to be? We're talking about this fight.
Yeah.
Jim, this fight is now under 2 months away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's not the week of the fight. This fight is now just under 2 months away, and it is already getting tons of chatter. Imagine what happens when both fighters get to Vegas. Imagine what happens at the pre-fight press conference. What will happen at T-Mobile Center? What will happen when Al Haymon, who's a big-time boxing guy, Floyd's advisor, you guys probably know. What happens when all of those sites come together? What happens when boxing and UFC come together in a weigh-in for the first time? Even people that are on the fence, because of the way these guys trash talk and because of the personalities, the large personalities that they have, people that I think are on the fence are going to want to get behind this. The thing about the Pacquiao-Mayweather, besides the notion that they were two excellent fighters, even though Floyd is probably a much superior fighter, Manny may have been a little bit older, it was sort of the, I don't want to paint it like this, it was sort of the negative vibes of Floyd against the great humanitarian aspect of Pacquiao. And I don't know how much that really allures sports fans. I think sports fans are way more interested in having these two guys, who seemingly do seem to hate each other, actually. I think these two guys and the venom that they could bring and the personality and what they will do on the stage, never mind the ring, what they will do on the stage to make you want to buy this in the ring, I think the run-up to this thing is going to be insane.
Last thing, Zubin. I'm going off the rails. You ready?
Go ahead. What do you got?
So you love the NBA. Jim loves the NBA. Russell Westbrook wins the NBA MVP award.
Cried like a baby last night.
Can you imagine a crazier pair after you saw the congratulations video from Taylor Swift last night? What in the world was happening there?
Yeah, I just think it goes to say that I really do believe that it's the best example of market size doesn't matter anymore. Russell Westbrook could play for any team in the NBA, and even somebody with her name recognition who cuts way beyond anything else knew who he was.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest thing to keep in mind is Saturday if Westbrook signs that deal and becomes the NBA's first $200 million player, because the notion, and you better believe, it's probably the first time ever that a sports league or a team is anxiously awaiting giving $200 million to somebody and simply can't wait to give $200 million to somebody, because in the back of their mind, they know that after next season, when Westbrook could be a free agent, they are still so scarred, as you can tell, by what happened with Kevin Durant, that there is no way in the world that they want to allow that to happen with Russell Westbrook. And the best way to do that is to put the $200 million in front of him, have him sign it, and move on.
Yep.
Remember, at one time, Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Russell Westbrook were all on the same team. Yep. And now Durant is gone, Harden was traded, became an MVP finalist, and the one guy they got left, they cannot let go of that guy. You saw what happened during the playoffs. He willed him to the playoffs with 47 wins. He matched the Big O. He is everything to that team. He is the lifeblood and the heartbeat of that organization, and they are more than willing to give him any amount of money they can give him under that Supermax deal. But imagine they get into a situation where they don't even sign it. He gets to test the water, dip his toe in. Then you're thinking Durant, Westbrook, Harden, we've lost two. Could we possibly lose all three?
That would be awful. I hope he stays. He owns that city. The city has fallen totally in love with him, and rightfully so. There are a lot of good guys in the NBA that do a lot of good work, and he is one of them.
No question. And I would tell you this on the way out with him especially. He's the kind of guy that some people told me, watch what he does, because you mentioned the speech there, Trent.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a situation where he basically said, during shoot-around, even when he was going for the Big O's record, every day at pregame shoot-around, morning shoot-around, after the game, yeah, man, it's cool, it's good, I'm ready to go, we'll be ready for tomorrow, 15, 20-second answers, short pregame shoot-arounds, as he's approaching one of the greatest individual seasons in NBA history. But several people said that cover the team on a regular basis, like our Royce Young, Jenny Carlson, Barry Trammell, mm-hmm. a lot of people that are around the team. When he is not in basketball mode, he's one of the nicest, most sincere guys you
yep.
will meet. And now that the season has ended, and this award was essentially handed out more than 2 months after he completed his incredible feat, you will see Russ out of basketball mode, they all said, and that will lead to the type of speech that you saw. 2020 with hindsight, they were right. During the throes of the regular season, he's in Denver to set the record. He's answered this question so many times, they'll do it one more time in rote fashion. Take the basketball out and put the person in front. And you saw what kind of guy he is.
All he did, we only got about 40 seconds left. All he did last night was
yeah.
praise his family and talk about his mm-hmm. brother, who apparently just got his master's degree, and how proud he was of his brother for getting his master's degree.
No question. He'll talk about his kids. He just had his
yep.
first kid.
Yep.
NBA probably made it a little strange, Jim, to make the awards when they did. It lost some buzz, but it certainly was worth it for him. It lost a little buzz being this late, but it was still worth it for Westbrook.
Zubin, we'll let you roll, pal. We know you got important things to do, like get ready for 462 shows in one day, so we'll let you go, man.
No problem. Make sure that money gets to me. Then.
You got it. We got it. Thank you, Zubin. See ya.
See ya.
There,
all right.
There you go. Zubin Mehenta, ESPN, on the Draft House 50 Hotline. Mill Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Good way to end up the show today.
Yeah, a lot of fun with Zubin. Always is. Glad to have him here on the show with us. And, well, that'll do it, Jimmy.
We're done.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to tonight?
I haven't decided yet. The weather's pretty nice. I might head down to Principal Park.
Ooh, look at Jimmy B catching a ball game.
Yeah, I might.
You missed the dollar hot dogs last night.
I missed that.
But you're going to be in the press box.
I will be. Yeah. It might be chicken night. If it's chicken night, I'm in.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. We're done.
We're out of here.
See you tomorrow, everybody. Bright and early at noon on the Big Talker 1700.
1700K BGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3. Sports talk that rocks. 1700K BGG.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've seen firsthand what restaurant owners can do with the capital to manage cash flow gaps. Cabbage is so important. Cabbage provides lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds without reapplying. I signed up and had a decision in minutes. Cabbage has helped over 100,000 small businesses from every industry. Get started at cabbage.com/owner or 855-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Clearing out furniture? Free. Ripping out old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. No hidden fees, just free installation on carpet $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. See HomeDepot.com for details. Offer ends August 16th.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries, this is Dion. How can I help you?
Hey, Dion, I need an oil change.
Oh, what kind of oil do you need?
Conventional.
Well, we have a special on 5 quarts of Valvoline for $23.99.
Wow, that's a great deal.
It runs real clean. It protects against cold starts, heat, and wear.
Perfect.
Sign up for Speed Perks, and you can save even more.
Okay, will do.
Now at Advance Auto, get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Purolator filter for just $23.99. See store for details. Also at participating Carquest Auto Parts stores.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood, or an earthquake is destroying buildings. When a tornado is tearing through town, or a hurricane strikes, or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate.